Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A British couple detained in Iran have been charged now with espionage. Craig and Lindsay Foreman entered the country on the 30th of December. This was part of a round-the-world trip. They'd planned to stay for just 5 days. Let's get an update on this now with Henry Riley, LBC News reporter in London. So Henry, as I said, the couple were arrested, it seems, in January. We've only recently understood, though, what the charges are. Can you talk us through what they're facing?
Yes, of course. So they were arrested in early January, as you quite rightly say, but we're only hearing about this now in the last few days because they've now been charged with espionage. And Iran say that they entered the country under the guise of tourists, but they accuse them of gathering information in multiple provinces of the country. Now, we haven't seen any evidence of that as far as the UK is concerned. Ashash Shahinga, who is the judiciary spokesperson for Iran, said that they were being surveyed by the Iranian intelligence agencies for a number of days. This was part of a coordinated operation. And what they really accuse the couple of is being linked to the intelligence services of hostile and Western countries under the pretense of research and investigative activities. But so far, there is no real evidence to suggest that. They were on this sort of round-the-world trip, but what they were doing as part of that trip, including in Iran, was carrying out a survey as part of a conference they were hoping to attend in July in Australia, where they were asking people questions about happiness. So there was a sort of survey they were carrying out, and Iran was one of those countries where they were speaking with people.
Okay, so, and we have a lot of information, don't we, about their trip, because they detailed it all on social media. They were very active in terms of what they posted.
They were, and they've been documenting this whole thing. As you say, they were building up a social media presence on this, and they indeed posted before going to Iran. They said it was slightly scary that they were heading to the country, given the Foreign Office advice in the UK, but they were heading to Pakistan afterwards. They passed through Armenia, and all really culminating in that conference that's due to take place in Australia in July. Iran was just one of their stops on what they saw as a sort of motorcycling tour that was across various parts of the world, whilst also carrying out this work that they've been carrying out into sort of speaking with people and surveying people.
Mm-hmm. And we have that picture now, don't we, of them sitting at a table. Their picture is blurred. We have the ambassador sitting on the other side of the table. Do we know what they're facing? I mean, if they're found guilty of these charges, Henry, what kind of sentence could they be looking at?
Yeah, well, this is obviously very worrying for the Foreign Office, but also, as you rightly say, our ambassador over there. And I mean, to be honest, Claire, the charges around espionage and spying in Iran do vary. According to Amnesty International, they say that the penalty can range anything from 2 years to actually the death penalty. Now, that is unclear as to whether that applies to all foreign nationals, although we know that Iran can arrest you for having just a British passport. So clearly, the UK would seemingly be no different to that. And this is not the first time this has happened. We've seen 66 nationals, foreign nationals, being detained in Iran since 2010. These are just the latest couple who have been detained by the country. And I think really probably the best thing to do is to look at the most famous example of this, which was Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, the journalist, yes, who was jailed for 6 years. And if you listen to her time when she was incarcerated, she suffered from PTSD. She suffered from depression. There was also Anousheh Shoury, who was released on the same day as Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe. He was a businessman. Iran, again, accused both of them of spying. They accused Nazanin of spying on behalf of the UK. They accused him of spying on behalf of Mossad and for acquiring illegitimate wealth. He served for 5 years. So the actual sentence that he got was 12 years. Nazanin served for 6 years. He served for 5 years. So really, it does seem pretty discretionary, although I imagine the Foreign Office, based on what has happened before, will be hoping that the sort of diplomatic row doesn't go on for anywhere near as long as it did in those two cases.
Nazanin Ratcliffe's husband, Richard, he's been out on this in the last couple of days since this news emerged, saying that the Foreign Office need to act really quickly here. We have seen evidence that they are involved, so they will be trying to negotiate their release.
They will. And the reason, of course, Richard Ratcliffe feels this very personally, given what happened to Nazanin. And indeed, he gave sort of numerous interviews over the years because he was doing all he could to pressure the Foreign Office to really take this seriously. And of course, did end up with his wife being released. And I mean, what he's really campaigning for is that if you look at the Foreign Office website, they say that you can be arrested in Iran if you are sort of tried for espionage. But what they don't say is that you can be used as sort of hostage diplomacy. And Richard Ratcliffe is saying that the Foreign Office website, whilst advising against all travel to Iran, should perhaps be clearer and say that really, if you do travel, not only are you risking imprisonment, well, you could be used very much as a hostage. And just to bring it back to the case of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, we saw in that case, not only did it go on for 6 years, but the UK government had to give £400 million to Iran as a result. That dated back to a payment which the UK effectively leased tanks from Iran, and they paid the UK £400 million. Then the Shah was deposed from Iran, and the UK withheld those tanks going to Iran. And so the Iranians have held that as a debt over the UK for some time and really held out, used this as part of hostage diplomacy, ended up getting £391 million as a payment under the last Conservative government. And clearly, that is just one of many perceived debts that Iran sees as the UK owing its country.
Yeah, it's an extraordinarily difficult situation that this couple are facing, Craig and Lindsay Foreman, and the people who are trying to negotiate their release. Henry, thank you so much for taking us through it. Henry Riley there, LBC News reporter.